State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
During the summer when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends or alone on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected so you can enjoy all the summertime vibes, whether you're sharing pics from a rooftop, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show episode after episode. So stay connected to your favorite people and your favorite things with AT&T 5G and home internet. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa!
And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
We got a table full of guns in here.
A what?
We got a table full of guns in this.
What the what?
Los, we got a table full of guns in this.
Big guns. That ain't bullshit, man.
Look at this boy. He got a hell of a stock. This here is a Glock. It go pop.
Oh, I'm about to catch it too. I'm about to catch it.
You hear me? Yeah, this is a transformer here. Like this bitch. Yeah, and then you hit this little back button and fold it back down. Like, yeah.
That's crazy, huh?
That's certainly
yeah.
Clear.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Yeah, it's all legal.
All clear.
It's all legal. You know what I mean? It's all legal.
We ain't flashing nobody. We're going to make sure everything right.
Exactly. Man. And just know that all of these weapons will be handled by trained professionals, veterans even.
And illegal.
All legal.
All legal.
And all up the code. Nothing is loaded. Nothing is dangerous. We got a true professional here with us today.
Don't sleep on me, baby.
Shit, it wouldn't be a black market without some grown man shit in there.
Exactly.
And this is definitely
don't get no
that
grown
segment.
Man in that.
And, you know, we could have went and found somebody safe. We could have went and found somebody who would have just brought us some props. But that ain't black enough for us.
Nah.
Not on the black market. Mm. Mm. Bro, we had to go deep down south.
Louisiana.
I'm talking about the swamp.
Louisiana. I'm talking about with that loud mud. We just got to throw your shoes away if you step in.
You got to have the Cajun Reeboks on. You don't even know what that is, I bet you. You don't know what that is.
Man, I'm from Mississippi. You know,
I'm sorry.
With y'all. You feel me?
I don't know what it is.
But we had to go all the way to Homer, bro, and find Black Rambo.
Black Rambo in the building.
Come on.
The one
and only.
We didn't even know you was down there fucking with us like this.
Oh, man, you know it, man. My boy right here. You're my pretty
boy,
man.
On it. Every Friday.
Hold on, hold on. He's like, look, bro. You got to watch this. Get on this. Do this. Yeah. So he put me on. I've been watching y'all for about a year now.
Oh, man.
I'm going to do it. This podcast. This podcast is for everybody that watched us. They'll be like, man, if I can just get on that sofa.
It's real. It's
I'm here for all y'all.
Hey. Hey.
This is. I don't know if you understand how epic this is for a black man, man.
I know, bro. It's crazy. Like, my life is.
There's so many brothers who are sitting down forever, whether it be in the grave or in the jail, from not understanding these things that you got sitting on this table right here.
So black Rambo.
Be a black man that have all of these guns that are yours, that you. ain't stole from nobody. You ain't. This is Black history for real, right here, man.
How did we get here, Black Rambo?
It's a story. Now you want?
Yeah, we want the story.
From Black Rambo, right? Well, I was a rapper at first.
I believe.
So I was in matter of fact, we can go further back than that. I was in the Marines. So I
can believe that too.
I went to war and everything.
Which one?
Iraq, I was the 2nd Tank Battalion. I was on the Operation Iraqi Freedom.
Okay.
Yeah, I was out there head first with the tanks.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, this is a tattoo.
USMC. Okay.
A lot of people, but you know what makes me mad? A lot of people don't believe me, dog. Like when I say that on Instagram, they discredit me, man, say stolen valor, this and this, and they give me a hard time about that. But anyway, we ain't worried about them. I love haters.
I bet you do.
Oh, yeah. So look, all right, I was in the Marines. Bam, went to war, got out the war and stuff like that, started working with my daddy. He was kind of like, all right, man, I'm gonna do something, you know? I ain't got nothing to do, blah, 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 blah. So I'm rapping. So my cousins, all my homeboys, like, man, you good, be a rapper, man, blah, blah, blah. So somebody broke in my house and they stole, I used to wear Coogi, bro, they stole all my clothes, my shoes, some guns, everything. So I got mad, made a song. I'm talking about, blah, beat you up, blah, blah, and everybody started liking it. So I'm like, damn, they like the hype. You know what I'm saying? They like the hype. So I got post-traumatic stress from war. So the hype, that's me letting go. You know what I'm saying? So after that, you know what I'm saying? I found out about the hype. I'm getting big, Black Ram, you know, Trouble Man. I'm following Gates. See, Gates was doing shows. And so I'm thinking, like, how can I get popular? So Gates wasn't that popular. So I'm like, well, I'm going to just pay to get in this show. Okay, Gates in this show, I'm paying to get in this show. They watching him, so they gonna see me. I'm right. They got to see me if they watching him. So I'm paying to get in shows. I'm paying for videos. So when you, people don't understand this, when you get bigger, okay, videos used to be $50. Okay, I got a little more follower. Videos, $150. Next thing you know, video, $500. And it's like, man, I'm paying all this by myself. You know what I mean? Like, damn.
See, not to cut y'all, but you gotta let them know how you used to perform. You hear me?
I used to be diving in stage, cracking skateboards over my head. Bro, yeah, I used to. It's crazy because I'm gonna knock myself out one time. That's why I stopped doing it. Mm-hmm. Messing around with him. So I used to cut him. He came to my house one day. He used to work on the garbage truck. He came to my house with a skateboard because I used to skateboard. He was the driver, but I used to skateboard. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, he come give me the skateboard and shit. So I'm like, man, what the hell I'm gonna do with this ragged ass skateboard, man? I got all these brand new skateboards on the wall. You bring me one out the garbage truck? I said, man, I crack it over my head. Damn. I said, yeah, I'm gonna do that. So I saw it, you know what I'm saying, with a little bit, put some stuff on it, going, jump around, boom, boom, cracking them on my head. And it was just getting me popular and popular and popular, but I wasn't making no money. I was losing money. Like, man, I'm paying to get all over, but I'm paying and paying. So I'm like, man, forget this. I'm done. So I got 3 degrees. I got a degree in HVAC, I got a degree in massage therapy, and I got a degree in electric. So I was so popular from rapping, everybody hit me up for air conditioning. So now I'm making bank with air conditioning. I'm like, man, that's what I'm doing. I ain't doing nothing else. I'm killing it. Air conditioning, $1,000 here, $2,000 here. Man, it's easy, $5,000 here. So I'm doing my little cleaning my guns one day. Now, mind you, I'm tired of rapping. I'm through with it, man. So my cousin challenged me to the little So Going Challenge. Y'all remember that?
Yeah.
The So Going Challenge. So I'm cleaning the guns. Phone rang. I look at the phone. Man, I should talk about my guns. Now, every Black person I know scared to show their guns. Back then, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, man, no, man. So I'm like, bro, your guns, nigga, what you scared of? What they can do, arrest you? They already know what you got. You got to fill out a background check for every gun. So, boom. I said, man, man, 5 minutes. I put on everything. Blah, 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 blah. Just write something down. Boom. Went to sleep. Posted it. Man, I woke up in the morning, I had like 30,000 followers. Yeah. My phone going crazy, so I'm like, whoa. Yeah, so
I remember
like,
that video.
So I'm like, is it the rap or is it the guns? So I'm like, I want to be a rapper. Yeah, you know, I want to be a rapper. And the whole time I'm watching white people do the same thing I'm doing now on the internet, you know what I'm saying? But I ain't even worried about being that. I'm being a rapper, I want to be a rapper. So I'm looking at the, what was that? I be losing my train of thought sometimes, man.
Oh, well, you wherever you wanted to be.
Man. No, you was rapping about the guns and shit, yeah, so and then you then posted it and blew up.
So I'm doing the So Going Challenge, right? So bam, I'm like, all right, let me rap. I did a rap song on Instagram. It might get 30,000 views. So I did a gun song. I'm getting 300,000 views. I'm like, whoa, okay. Got to be something with the guns. So I left the rap alone. Started messing with guns. So guns expensive, man. People don't know how expensive they is, you know what I'm saying? So I'm around here buying guns, man, using other people's guns to make videos, doing all kind of stuff just to keep up with content. So I'm like, man, I got like 100,000 followers. I gotta figure out a way to do something. Now this was the key right here. This was Black Rambo came right here. I hit up this company right here. I saw I had a white dude. He had less followers than me, and he posted, they signed him one or something, and he posted one of these. And I was like, man, I hit the people up. I was like, man, I could have did better than that, man. Send me one. Give me some little deal or something like that. So we ran a little deal. And so they ran the deal. Bam, I made the video. Went crazy, man. So they were like, yeah, man, we're going to send you this. See, I'm like, whoa, what's going on here? You know what I'm saying? What the world? So I was like, all right. I need to go to the gun shows. I knew from watching all the other people with guns, I knew they got big gun shows, like called the SHOT Show and the NRA Show and all kinds of shows. So I'm like, well, I need to get to the SHOT Show. That's the biggest gun show in the United States. There ain't nothing bigger than that. People come from all over. So I'm like, I need to get there so I can make some videos. That's all I wanted to do, is just make some videos. Bam, whoop de whoop, I ran my mouth on Instagram. I ended up getting in there, right? So when I get in there, it's crazy. The first day, the feds pulled me to the back. The first day. I'm talking about before I can even get in the building and sign up.
Hell yeah. You that asshole's been cracking on skateboards over your head, aren't you?
You're not getting in here.
So the feds pulled me to the back, but to be honest with you, it wasn't even about me. It was about another dude with the company that I was with. So I was like, I don't know this dude. Look, here, look. You want our text? Everything. I don't know this dude from night and day. So they're like, all right, you're good. So I get in the show. So I'm like a kid in the candy store. I'm like, whoa, y'all, look at this, look at this. Whoa. Man, I was there for like 4 days, just doing crazy stuff. So a black dude came up to me named Hoodneck, man. I got to shout him out, because if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't have did this. He was like, hey, bro, you know you could work deals with these companies and get some guns, right? I'm like, what you talking about? So me and him sat down and talked. So I had 1 day left. I was like, damn, OK, I got to think of something to tell these people. You know what I'm saying? I got, man, 8,000, 9,000 booths up in there. And I got 1 day to hit all of them. So I started thinking about a pitch. How can I get these people attention? How can I get their attention? So I reach a whole different demographic than any other gun guy out there. All my followers are not the followers that the other people are. It's all straight urban hood people, you know what I'm saying? So I go up to them, I'm like, man, I'm full of energy. Me, I'm like, I'm hyper. I'm like, yeah. So I'm like, man, I got to make these people, you know, feel me. So I go up to him, man, what's happening with you? How you doing, man? You know who I am? Yep, you don't know who I am, man. You got to know who I am right now. Don't look, I'm Black Rambo, man. You don't know who Black Rambo is? Oh, y'all, you don't know about me, y'all. You don't know about me either? Oh, I'm about to let y'all know right now. I got about 400,000 followers, man. I reach a whole different, I reach a whole different demographic than all the rest of them other people, you know what I'm saying? But look, I see how y'all looking at me. Look, I like straight talk. I'm from Louisiana, you know what I'm saying? You like straight talk? I like straight talk. Man, look, I want a gun. Y'all want promo? I want a gun. Y'all want promo? And I did that to 8,000 booths.
In 1 day?
In 1 day. Walked by myself. I used my last dollar to get to Vegas. I had to eat McDonald's. I was walking from the Vegas hotel to, you know what, y'all probably been to Venetian is?
Yeah.
Okay, you know where the Silver Sevens is?
Yes.
I was walking from the Silver Sevens to the Venetian
every day?
Every day.
Whoa.
And back. Yeah, and so the last day, boom, I'm hitting up every booth. I'm getting cards. I didn't know, you know what I'm saying? So I'm getting cards. So this company right here, F1 Firearms. I came in there, one of my friends named Sean, he picked me up in a Bentley. He came in with a mohawk, and we look different, you know what I'm saying? We're walking through that, he got a mohawk. So I go up to the company. That was one of the last companies. I shoot the pitch. They looking at me like crazy, so I walk away. But they own was super cool. So they come running me down. Hey, come back, the owner won't talk to you. So I get in there with the owner, we chopping it up. He like, yeah, bro, let's make an Instagram video. And I'm new to all this, I don't, you know. I'm like, all right, cool. So we're making a video, he laughing, blah, blah, blah. Man, look, pick which gun you want, we're gonna work a deal. I'm like, what? He like, yeah, just pick one, we're gonna work a deal out. So I'm like, shit, all right. Yeah, pick one out, man, we worked out a deal. So I got that gun. So I'm like, dang. You know what I'm saying? You know, each deal different. You know what I'm saying? So it's hard.
You gotta let them know what kind of gun that is.
That's an F1 Firearms. That's a Death Wish. That's a 223, a pistol.
Woo. If you don't know what that means, it means the bullets look like fish sticks. That's what that means.
So I get home, right? I got 8,000 cards.
You call everybody.
I email every single person.
I believe the shit.
I said outside, email them. I'm in the toilet. Email them in the tub. Email, copy paste. I was doing it so much, I couldn't even keep track of the email. I was sending the wrong names and stuff like that. And I just sit down and wait. I make one video and one thing come in. I make another video. They see it, they talking. Next thing you know, I say, oh, man, it's cool. That's cool, man. I'm getting all kind of cool, you know, stuff. You know, it's all kind of easy stuff to get. But I ain't making no money. I'm still broke. You know what I'm saying? I'm fronting. You know, I've got this, but I ain't, you know, might be paying half price or something, but I'm broke. So I was always telling my cousin, I was like, look, man, I need to make some money. I got to do something. I'm 2 years in the game. I done went to a couple gun shows, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people know me. I'm getting follows. I'm like, look, bro, I got to do something. So he was like, man, you can do anything. I was like, bro, you know what I want to do? I want to make this big old page where you can just go get all this gun stuff on the internet and do this and that. And he was like, man, that's too much. He was like, bro, you can do one thing and make you rich. He said, you got it. You can just do one thing. He was like, you can do this. You can do this. You can do this. You can make a bullet. You can do this. You can do that. And I said, I'm sitting in the bathtub talking to my cousin, my first cousin. I'm in the bathtub. A bullet? Something like that. I went to all the gun shows for 2 years now. I ain't never seen no black people make no bullets. I ain't never in my life seen a black dude with his name on the back of a bullet.
Hell nah, not for no good shit.
Yeah, y'all ever seen it? You ever seen it?
They say bullets ain't got no names, but apparently.
So they got something now. So I'm like, I called my cousin up. I'm like, man, I think that's it. No, we're on the phone. I'm like, I think that's it. He's like, what? I said, a bullet. So he's like, bro, look, I'm going to tell you something. If you're going to do it, there's one thing he told me, bro. And if you're in business, bro, this real, 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 real stuff. He said, if you're going to do it, don't half-ass it. Do it right. He said, because you got all kind of eyes on you. They're going to give you all kind of hate, any little thing. So he said, do it right. So I took a year and learned about bullets. I started hitting people up that I knew that work at gun stores, work at bullet stores, making bullets. I started learning you got to have this license to do this. You got to do this to do this. You got to do this to do this. So I'm like, man, it's hot to make a bullet. You know what I'm saying? And I had some companies sending me ammo for free for promo. So I wanted them to make the bullets for me and give me a cut. I'm like, hey, you know, don't do this. We've been doing this for about a year. Nah, we busy right now. I don't say no names. I say, hey, you do this for me. Nah, we busy right now, man. We got this going with the military. We can't. It sound good, though. It sound good. And so Nipsey Hussle died. Rest in peace, Nipsey Hussle. I ain't never listened to Nipsey Hussle music in my life. I swore on everything. I'd be on the internet. Nipsey Hussle died. I'm like, man, Nipsey Hussle. You know what I'm saying? So I started listening to the music. That day, I'm listening to the music. And the music, he's saying, forget the middleman. Do it yourself. Do it yourself. Forget the middleman. I'm sleeping in the bed. I'm like, fuck the little man. I'm about to do this, man. How the hell am I gonna get this money? You know what I'm saying? Right, right, right. I was like, okay. So I just started telling everybody, hey, it's coming out. It's coming out. I ain't had a clue in the world, cuz, how to get it, how to do, man, Black Rambo ammo, yeah, it's coming out, baby. So I started hooping and hollering. So I gotta get the hype up. So I'm like, all right, damn, how the hell am I gonna do this? I know a dude, he worked at his ammo company. My homie, he said, I can do it for you. I press him up right now for you. Poom, 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 poom. My cousin said, if I do it right. Man, this dude here, man, you gotta do pressure tests, water tests. Okay, man, I gotta trust this man. My stuff in his hand, man, this might blow up. I'm in trouble. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what he got. So I'm like, dang. All right, hit the company up. Nah, we busy. So I'm like, all right, I want range bullets. No, I want hollow points. No, I want this. I'm like, oh, man, it's crazy. So I was like, what can make my bullet different? So I heard about these black bullets. And I was like, dang, they got black bullets? And I'm like, yeah, I'm like, man, I wish I could do that, but that's probably patent. You know what I'm saying? Man, that's patent. I ain't gonna be able to do that. So I was like, I want them though. So I found out who make the black bullets. And so me and my cousin and my other homeboy, we on the phone. And so I'm telling my cousin, look, bro, let's just hit the people up on the email or something. Hey, man, is it patent or not? They're gonna tell us. They're gonna say, yeah, no, or just don't answer. So when we hit them up, the dude was like, nah, let's just paint it. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no patent or nothing like that. So I'm like, hey, told my cousin, why we got them? They asked them if they want to make them for us. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so, yeah. And it's the number one, number two company that make ammo for everything. Big company, big name. I'm talking about, no, can't say nothing bad about them. You talk about me, you talk bad about them. So I'm like, oh, this would be sweet. You know what I'm saying? Ammo Incorporated, that's my people. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, this would be sweet, man. So the dude was like, yeah, it's just painting, man. So we'll do something with you. You know what I'm saying?
That it right there?
And this it right
here? Let me see. Now, keep going. I just want to.
So the dude was like, we'll do something with you. We'll do something with you. But look, we don't manufacture less than 250,000 rounds. I'm like, what? And they're like, yeah, and that's gonna cost you a blank amount of money. So I'm like, man, I ain't got that. Look, something, I gotta do something. Something gotta shake. So I got in the head, yeah, do it hard, it's tight.
Oh, yeah, I ain't wanna break that bitch up when I had to pay for
it. It's yours anyway, huh?
Yeah, man.
It's yours anyway, it's yours anyway. Yeah, so the company, so I'm talking to the company, they said X amount of money, X amount of money. I'm like, dang, man, dang, that's a lot of money. So, just so happened, I had gotten a head-on collision. Somebody hit me.
Damn.
In the work truck, head-on collision, boom. I'm waiting on a $150,000 lawsuit. Man, everybody want me to lie and do all kind of stuff to get the money. I can't shoot the guns. I'm like, man, I got to be me. This ain't right. I don't feel right. So, I was like, when the bullets came up, I was like, man, I'm about to go settle. I'm about to just, whatever they about to give me, I'm going to settle. I want that money right now. It just so happened the money came right when I was talking to the people. So I settled, and I came up to the people with X amount of money. And I was like, look, I know y'all don't know me from night and day. I said, but give me a shot. I said, I reach a whole different demographic. I said, I could do this. They're like, well, you're going to have to sell it on your own. We ain't doing, we going to make it. That's it. We don't want no cut. Just pay us to make it. We don't want nothing. 100% you.
Sweet deal.
You go, you do whatever you got to do. So bam, put the money up. All right, cool. I ain't get my bullets for about 8 months. But like my cousin say, do it right. I'm not going to bother these people. Nothing. I'm just, the money there, I know it's good. I know it's good. This is number one company. Bullets came in, man. I sold out in like 3-4 weeks. 100,000 rounds. 100,000. They were like, whoa, what in the world? Yeah. So I hit them up, sent them some more money. They didn't even know the money was in the bank. They said, oh, he got money in here. I guess he wants some more. You know what I'm saying? So they go to make it some more. Bam, I'm ready. Yeah, everything great. Ooh, I'm about to fight. I'm about to do good. Best bullets, man. They hot. Hide, hide them. They black bullets. My name on the back. Coronavirus come. Damn, I'm like, man, I just about to get my bullets. So now, check this out. Check this shit out. This crazy. I was already at the bottom of this. The very, very bottom. Now coronavirus come. All the big time companies that was getting bullets from these people, oh man, they spending millions now. They throwing them here. We want it, because it's hard to get. We want it. Now I'm getting crushed. Man, I'm going, man, my bullets going, wait on there. Like, oh, it ain't gonna ever happen. So, we came back up. Oh, we came back up hard. Oh, they won't blow up. Number one company. So the people were putting all the money on top, so I'm like, damn, I got my money in. I'm just gonna have to wait it out. So that's when I linked up with these people right here. See, I got my own gun lube and my own gun cleaner as well. I hooked up with another company, they top of the line. I'm talking about that stuff right there. That's called accuracy oil because it make your gun shoot better. And everybody like, accuracy oil? How you make your gun shoot better? But it takes 90% of the friction out your gun. People don't know that, though.
Yeah, if you ain't using that, you're probably going to miss.
Yeah. And your stuff going to jam up, no.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? So anyway, while I'm waiting on that, I got that, and I got my belts. So I was selling these belts, these black round bull belts. Uh-huh. And so I'm selling, I'm trying to get all that off. I'm trying to get all that off, waiting on the bullets. I'm on YouTube. I'm doing everything, trying to make money. I'm waiting on the bullets, so like a year go by, bro. And like, I'm like, man, 2 years, like a year and a half go by, I think. And I ain't got nothing. I'm like, damn, bro. Whole bunch of money in, and then just one day, I ain't getting no nothing. I just woke up and like, hey, your bullets be in tomorrow. I'm like, damn. So the bullets came in, and here we are today. I'm still selling bullets. I'm still cutting up. It's a lot more in that store, but that's like a short breakdown. You know, I don't want to sit down and hit y'all with.
Man, how are your bullets doing now as far as sales, though?
Man, I'm selling out every store I'm in.
Yeah.
Quick, man.
I mean, right stores now, they got you in?
Not there. It's me. I'm hustling every store. I'm probably in like 20, 30. But it's back and forth because I got some stores sell out fast, some stores sell out slow, then I'm selling online, then I'm selling at gun shows, and it's so I'm trying to
keep
something.
You able to keep up with the demand?
Oh, yeah. Well, for a little while, because when it's gone, it takes me so long to get.
Yeah.
So that's the part that's killing me. And I don't want no investors or nothing like that, you know what I'm
saying? Damn!
I was waiting for Floyd, man. He wasn't somebody to come after me, man. We can hit him hard right now.
Let Floyd get up in that bitch.
But you gotta think about it. If I'm gonna do it, I gotta hit every bullet. I can't say, oh yeah, come help me out. Let's go get two more bullets. Let's get a 9mm and a 45 and an AK bullet. Well, when somebody was big, I could say, give me a shot. But every round, they got a whole black round bull line. I'm already popping. I'm already getting it. You know
I can
what
help
saying?
You get three of them, man.
Yeah.
Shit.
We can
help you get the 22
bullets. I'm the one that get money right now.
way, man. This is dope. And it, like I say, man, just, you know, the story is amazing. Yeah,
let me tell you the crazy part.
I was sitting there so excited. Just, nigga, we got a black man who got his own bullets.
But let me tell you the crazy part. Bro, I hate to say this, but it's just like the game. But it's legal. You take the same hustle. I keep telling all my friends, bro. You take the same hustle that you got in the streets. And it, bro, let me see that case right there.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
During the summertime, when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends and family. Or on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected, whether you're at home or on the go, so you can stay connected to your loved ones and to your favorite things. Whether you're sharing pics from the best rooftops, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show episode after episode after episode. So, connect at home or on the move with AT&T 5G and home internet and create memories and more all summer long. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
I take a case, right? Case of bullet. Oh, man, I got this case, man. You know what I'm saying? They're going for X amount, blah, 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 blah. Okay. Yep. You're here. Okay. Okay, I ride through the hood. I ride through the set. I don't have to check for background checks. I don't have to do nothing. It's just up against you, so now you better be legal because you could go to jail. But I just go with a receipt book. Bust it open. Hey, I got them going for whatchamacallit right here. If you want these boxes right here, I'll give them for you for this. But if you want the whole thing, I give for this for right here. I'm like, wait up. What in the world I learned this from? You know what I'm saying?
Tax coming there.
You see what I'm saying? And yeah. It's the same exact, but it's legal. But that's why I keep telling my friend, just take that same game and find something. Find a pencil. Find a shirt. Just take the same hustle you in and just do something.
Yeah. Motherfucker, every day.
You're going to fail a couple every times, day. But you're going to hit something in the head. You know what I'm saying?
If you keep doing it consistently, you're going to strike.
Bro, oh, man, I ain't stop. I'm trying to get a Black Rambo game. I got going on.
What you got right here?
I got my own bulletproof backpack things right here.
Hold up, plates. What's that?
Oh, this bulletproof plates going to school bag. I done told him. Bro, I've been having this out for 2 years. I should have sold out, right?
Right.
These selling the slowest. Bro, I had friends pass away that got shot. They could have just had a school bag on with a plate on it and saved their life. I shot it on my Instagram up to a 50 cal. Bro, all you do, look, it fit it in the school bag. There you go. They carry Draco in there, but they won't put a bulletproof plate.
For real?
Don't get me, that's stupid.
Let me see what it look like. Man, that's crazy.
And they can read the ballistics on the back, everything 100. And it's in armor. I got those for sale, too. At Black Rambo TV on my link in my bio. on my YouTube, Black Rambo TV.
Soft, I'm a ballistic panel, that's it.
Everything legit, everything 100. Every company I mess with is 100. I don't mess with, because I know if I put out something bad, they're going to talk about me. Bro, you can go on the internet right now. You go on the internet right now, you won't see a bad review of my bullet.
You brought some of your favorites, huh? What you got?
Y'all brought a
bunch. Chainsaw gun.
Yeah, shotgun.
Yeah, this nigga fight zombies at night. Yeah, I know it.
Kind of
I know
it. Even that, or he kill vampires. Chainsaw gun, man.
I got all kind of stuff, man.
Now, yeah, we got to get into some of these. Now, this here, this, what is this?
Oh, everything
this
clear if he point them. Yeah,
oh, yeah, no, nah, I know. Yeah, I done went through that already, trust me. Yeah, I done went through that process.
They tripping so hard on me.
I done went through that process already. We did all this off camera, people, so you know, you know what I mean?
That's the Smith & Wesson 500, customized by Savage Customs. You know the Harley Quinn gun?
Yeah.
That's the person who customized that one.
Wow.
The same person did that one.
That's amazing, man.
That's crazy, right? Look at the detail in that thing.
Yeah, man.
That's
this
a big monster right there.
Yeah, this is
my 50 cal. I got a Barrett. It came in today, man. I wasn't bringing, but it came in today.
Oh my goodness. Now talk a little bit about the understanding of these, man, because a lot of people, you hear a lot of dudes in the music, rap, gun, shoot them up, and don't have no real knowledge of what can happen from handling these. You know, these are the weapons that take life.
Man, you gotta really know what you're doing. Like, see, what I try to teach people, you can still be yourself, you can still have fun, but you just gotta know about the gun. So, as long as you go take you some safety classes, you know what I'm saying, and pay attention, it really is not much. Because everybody know what guns do, you know what I'm saying? As long as you don't do no, we gangster, As long as you take some safety classes, learn how to shoot, learn how to hold it, learn about the trigger, learn about your stance. Everybody know right from wrong. I believe in that in life, you know what I'm saying? I could give my son one of these right now, he won't do nothing ever. He'll hold it. He got two in his room. Don't never do loaded, ready to go. Don't never do nothing with him. So I kind of think it's on the person, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And the parent, you know what I'm saying?
Right, most definitely, man. Well, you know, that's important that you...
Some people grow up, oh, yeah, got my gun, I'm gonna shoot them up, bang, yeah.
Where I come from, I know what these do. And what they do to people's personalities when they get their hands on one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's just like, these have caused so much detriment, but I feel like it's so dope what you do because we have somebody who looks like you, come from where you come from, that has this understanding, got his own bullets, and it's possible to be able to navigate these the right way.
And we had a cool pup? I'm the only ammunition company in the world that can do this to you. What's happening with your dog? Let's get on Instagram, take a picture. Yeah, what's good with you? I'm gonna sign up for your big dog. Boom. What other ammo you getting your ammo from that gonna do that for you?
Nowhere. Get your black ass out of here.
Yep, thank you. All right. Thank you. Ain't no ammunition company doing that.
I'm trying to be buying my bullets. Let me get my black ass out of here.
Yeah, right. And I'm over there. Let me take a picture sign that thing for you.
These white folks see a nigga with these bullets.
Bro, I done been on Cardi B page. She done shared me twice. I've been trying to shoot with her for the longest.
Yeah, you just gave Twista.
Twista got a song and a video about to come out so hard.
Oh, that's dope. Man. That's dope. This is one of my personal favorite guns.
Okay,
yeah,
that's the one I got right here.
Yeah, I love the Hellcat, man. It's a dope gun, and it's easy to shoot. It's easy to learn.
It's an awesome company.
You know what I mean? And it's just dope. You know what I mean?
I'm like, be honest with you.
You know what took me the longest to learn on this is the safety, the trigger safety.
Man,
those are different. Like, you know, because usually the safeties is on the gun, but this one is the trigger safety, so it takes a long time to learn it. But this is a dope weapon right here, man.
I like my Hellcat. I carry it all the time, but it got a lot of pop with it. I've been looking for something with less pop, so I've been looking at the 22 TCM.
Really?
Yeah, that thing's something serious.
Oh, okay.
Man, I'm talking about, I shot that thing the other day, blew up a watermelon. 9mm is going through it, ain't doing that. So, I'm gonna check it out. But,
oh, man, that shit's tough.
It got some snap with it. But, she do the job, I keep it with me every day, you know?
Springfield is the same people that make the same, huh?
Yeah, oh, Springfield.
You gotta show them a little lunchbox.
Oh, yeah, good looking, man. I forgot about this.
You gotta show them a little lunchbox.
What you think this is?
Something that is.
I
got him tongue tied.
Wait,
DC at? Because the nigga gave me the wrong phone number in New Orleans and we're supposed to shoot and all that. Tell him I want a shooting competition now.
I got the hookup thing, man.
Gave me the wrong phone number, everything. Took a picture, laughed at me and everything, man.
He might have thought he didn't know.
I mean, come on, man. He might have said you break one of the skateboards over here.
You had 2 minutes.
Tell him, I want to shoot. You know what? All y'all, come to Louisiana.
Oh, we got it.
Come to Louisiana. Down in the bayou, we're going to eat some crawfish. Some alligator, we're gonna shoot some guns, we're gonna turn up.
All the way.
All right, bet.
Now, what is it? All right, here we go.
I don't know what the fuck this is.
All right, here.
Nigga, it might be a porcupine or something.
That's some Call of Duty shit you got right here.
Yeah, this nigga about to take the chop out.
That's crazy, huh? All in the back.
Goodness gracious. There you go.
Springfield Saint.
What the fuck?
It was all of it.
Like a little lunchbox.
I remember that scene from Menace to Society. Hey, y'all niggas ain't ready. Hey, hey, hey.
Yeah. Yeah, but you can leave that one down there somewhere, too.
Hey, man.
I'm loving this, bro. It's like, bro, they fly me out to go shoot hogs and out of helicopters. I shoot tanks and drive tanks. And I didn't know this was possible. You know what I'm saying? Now I see other people.
What's the link? What's the, what they need to search on YouTube to pull off?
All right, go
shit
on YouTube. Now, check this out. You got to type it all the way in because they be shadow banning me because
exactly
of the gun.
Yeah, so I bet they do.
Black Rambo TV. Go on Instagram, type in at Black Rambo TV. I'm the one on the tank, holding a little tank up. You're going to see 800-some-thousand followers. I should have 1 million or something by now, but bro, they shadow banned me, bro. I ain't doing nothing wrong. I do everything 100% lead. I'm a war veteran. Bro, I've been to war.
We got the Backyard Bullet, too.
Oh, yeah, and I got the Backyard Bullet. At the Backyard Bullet. That me and him made that page together, and we make longer videos on that.
Like, introduce you.
Oh, yeah, I'm Big T, the cameraman.
Big T. Big T, the cameraman. Big T, the cameraman.
He came out a couple of times.
You know Big T, the cameraman, probably know how to work all these motherfuckers, too.
Oh, yeah, he know how to work them, too.
All the way. That, man, this is dope. Now, this is I think, is unique. I thought I saw this. It was like
it was an iPhone.
Type of iPhone is this?
Give me the food.
Show what that is.
This is some shit from the Matrix.
Two shots. Pop,
you see that?
You push the button right here. Two buttons.
Is this another one here?
Yeah, that's another.
That's a little smaller one.
That's the Trailblaze Firearms. That's I forgot the name of that company. Dang, it's been so long. It's Ideal Conceal. That's an Ideal Conceal.
Ideal Conceal.
That's the Trailblaze Firearms.
Okay.
With this one right here.
That is fucking bananas.
Look at this one.
Oh.
You got the small one?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We got it all. All that. One shot. One shot, baby.
Get involved, man.
Yeah. When y'all come down there by, y'all hope y'all ready, boy. I got some stuff for you. You know?
This shit, man, we definitely
I don't know, man. Y'all ain't seen my videos. I got guns flying out people's hands. Don't be scared.
I've seen a lot of your videos.
See, that's the thing about me.
I love them, man.
See, that's the
Let
thing
me see.
I love them. I love
That's the thing about me. Man. I shoot different, man.
The damage.
I like to show everybody, bro. Everybody in the gun industry is so tight, man. You gotta be tactical. You gotta do this. But I'm real. I've been to war. You can't tell. I've been to war. Front line in the Marines, 2nd Tank Battalion. So I'm like, if somebody running here right now,
shit.
Is we tactical? I'm saying, are we tactical? Do
they
you have on the vest?
They running here, man. God damn, this is the wrong building, bro. Y'all good, my fault, man. I got to pee.
But I'm saying, you ain't got no vest on. You ain't got no boots, no nothing. So why is you training like that?
Right.
The same thing, Chris.
Why you think you in the military?
What tactical Carl say, shoot like
I eat it, though.
Train like you fight.
Yeah, train like you fight. My dog talked to Carl say that.
Fucked up, a lot of niggas can't fight.
Y'all want some pizza? Big T, I know you want some pizza or something.
Yeah, you know you want it.
I'm going to get one
here. Right, you don't want to eat it on camera, man.
I just want to say, we have to tell you on camera. I said, what am I about to eat this pizza? Don't do it, boy.
Pizza on camera, nigga.
No, Black Rambo, I'm definitely going to need some of this.
Man, check this out. To be honest with you, that's for you.
My man.
That's for you. Hold up, one of these.
Nah, I'm actually, you know, we're going to do that off camera, but I'm going to actually get you to, you know, do something.
Yeah, we got some off-camera conversation. Yeah, we got to have this.
I guess these for DC, if you don't get in the wrong phone.
Oh, no, he ain't mean to do it. He just thought you were going to break it.
I got some wrong phone, too.
Now, this, you said, is the most expensive one
on the table right here, yeah. That's a...
What is this?
That's a Beretta 24 karat gold.
Hold on, that's 24 karat gold.
Back in the magazine right here.
Yeah, I know. I took it out. Uh-huh. Yeah, I made sure I took it out. That's just, whoa.
Yeah, that's sweet right there.
Show up with one of these, man. You get, boy.
That thing.
That's some James Bond shit.
Yeah, but exactly.
See, the thing about the gold fade after you shoot it for a while. See down there? Look on mine. Look right here. See that gold?
Oh, okay.
That's the only thing I like about that gold plate. And if you keep wearing it in the holster, it fades for a while. That's a bad boy.
That's a bad motherfucker.
That one with the chainsaw, that's the bad. That's the person that did this one. Savage Customs, the Harley Quinn, they did the chainsaw one too. If you look at it, they got all kind of details in there and all kind of stuff.
Man, this is crazy. Dope, man.
This nigga go crazy, man.
All the way, man. This is beautiful.
Black Rambo, you won the lottery, nigga?
Yeah, I won the lotto.
How?
Tell me that story.
Boy, you want to hear this? See, I got stories for days. You got to remind me on some of these, bro. Check this out. Check this out. I was talking to this
I'm going to eat because I ain't ate since Barack Obama was in office, man.
Man, we in the trap, man.
Come on, now.
Man, listen, check this out. I'm talking to this little chick. Man, blah, 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 blah. I'm leaving in the morning. I'm tired. Going to work with my daddy. Got this old white man named Bubba. Bro, I put this on my lap. It's a true story. White man named Bubba. He the one got me scratching the tickets. I get there. I get there, right? So Bubba like, I said, you got your tickets today, Bubba? He like, yeah, man, I lost, man. I bought four of them. I said, how many they got left? He said, they got about four left. I said, oh, I'm going to get these four. Bam, I buy the four tickets. Mm-hmm. Scratch the first three, lose all three. I'm like, damn. So I scratch the next one. On the third line, I hit a 14. So I look at Bubba. I said, look, Bubba, this ain't nothing but a free ticket. We play this all the time. I said, give me my $20 back, and I'll give you the ticket right now.
Wait, you about to give it away?
Yeah.
See, you ain't even talking about the car.
I scratched the number 14.
Yeah,
14, I looked at Bubba. I said, Bubba, I said, look, man, this ain't nothing but a free ticket. Give me my $20. I paid for all 40 tickets, and I'm going to give you this ticket. You can scratch and see what it is right now. Bubba said, oh, no, I ain't about to do that. I said, all right, Bubba, let's see.
Man.
Scratch the ticket. Ah, I jump back, almost knock all the liquor down. I'm going, what did y'all got the $100,000. $100,000. Man, Bubba said, let me see. I'm looking at Bubba like this. I don't know, Bubba, hold up. Oh, Bubba said, let me see. But I'm thinking, Bubba, oh, we can't run. I'll catch Bubba before he get to the door. So I get to Bubba. Man, Bubba put them glasses on. Bubba did like this.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
During the summertime, when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends and family or on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected. Whether you're at home or on the go, you can stay connected to your loved ones and to your favorite things. Whether you're sharing pics from the best rooftops, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show, episode after episode after episode. Connect at home or on the move with AT&T 5G and home internet and create memories and more all summer long. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G4U.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
And they put the glasses on and walked out the building. They went to cry. Dog. I said, boy, I was like, oh, Jesus Christ, I'm about to get that new ticket, man.
For $20.
Bro, I don't know what I'd have did, bro.
You'd have been crying.
No, I don't know if I'd have been crying, man. I don't think I'd be black around, boy, though.
Yeah,
I probably got in trouble, boy. I don't know. Look, bro, we about to split this or something. We about to work a deal. Like, I need
my
something.
Ticket back.
I was praying. You ain't give me no money.
This nigga won the fucking. Wait a minute. This nigga won
a lot of
$100,000 off of $20. Last ticket in the
off
car.
Off of $20.
Last
man.
Last one in the car. I didn't take that money. I bought me a house, man, some furniture. I was in the hood. I was like, man, that's good. I ain't got no proof of income.
So you won the lottery and stayed in the hood?
No, I got the hell out.
I was about to say.
They bought me a house, and I've been in there ever since.
Got that goddamn, this town ain't big enough for the both of us.
Yeah.
The bad and the ugly.
That's the one your grandma come out with.
Single shot. That's the one they shoot like this.
Man, this is dope, man. Salute to you,
put
brother.
The John Wayne down.
I had to, man.
Bro, man, it's crazy, though, man, because all these gun shows I go to, they just have more and more stuff. It's like it never stops. And they got other people that do what I do that don't even hook up with me, don't even hook up with me.
Don't worry about them.
I don't care about them.
Well, you know, that's the scariest shit in the world, a nigga with a gun.
Nah, but you know what? They look at it because I'm different. I'm going to take their followers. You see what I'm saying? So they're like, it was cool, but man, this dude come in here, he shoots 50 cows with one hand, hitting targets and clowning, blowing up watermelons all over his face and stuff. Nah, he ain't coming over here because he gonna take all my followers and all my YouTube money and stuff like that. Bruh, I don't know what happened. I was on National Geographic. They supposed to put me in a magazine, but they did a book, and the book like spread, and my YouTube like blew up for like a week. Guess what they did? They demonetized it.
Nigga, we got 2 million followers, nigga. Yeah. We could fuck that. We get that shit back.
Get that shit on here.
When they see this shit,
that's the,
they gonna know already know.
When they see this, God damn it.
And then who say legal guns ain't cool? Man, I'm in the hood,
legal
man. You
guns
hiding guns?
Are the coolest.
Bro, you know how many friends I had with illegal guns for no reason?
I don't know them people. No.
I bet you do. I bet you got a friend that ain't got arrested, they got a gun.
I ain't friends with them niggas no more.
Oh, no more.
No. I said we got 2 million followers.
True. I guess you're right.
This is dope, but man.
Hey, I do.
I'm a comedian.
You ain't got to worry about nothing.
I don't.
Man, I got silences coming in, all kind of stuff.
Oh, man. Drop the information one more time.
Fuck
all. At Black Rambo TV on Instagram. Black Rambo TV on YouTube. The Backyard Bullet on YouTube.
That's right, goddammit. And when we get back on tour, guess who working security, bitch?
I mean, I help.
Exactly.
I help, though. I'll bring the
He bring the guns.
I bring the guns.
You goddamn right.
But man, I'm telling you, y'all should come out, bro. Come
on. Oh, we coming. I'm coming, definitely.
Hey, we do it all.
All the way, man.
I let them know some of the boss stories you had. Yeah.
You don't even know. This nigga related to you.
You related to me?
Yeah.
This is how we greet each other when we come to each other's house.
Oh, yo, I need to come to your house.
Oh, yeah, you definitely.
When you come to my house?
Oh, I can imagine.
You've
inspired me. Now I'm like, I don't have enough.
Bro, I just hope you got a fucking musket in your collection.
I want a musket.
You got to get a musket, man.
Oh, bro, I got bulletproof helmets and shit, but I don't have a musket.
You got to get a musket,
bro. I want one so bad, dog, with the big old
with ramrod.
You know what I want? Got to stuff it in there.
Yeah, one of them. Yeah, man, this is dope to me, man. I love it because it's legal, it's done the right way, and it's an example that we as black men can legally own firearms in this country. Yep. If you can, man, I tell everybody, if you're not a felon, man, go do it the right way, man, because it ain't worth the problem.
Even if you're a felon, you can expunge your stuff, man, to get clear. You just got to go talk to the right people.
Man, do the right thing, man.
You know what I'm saying? It really makes sense to do the right thing, bro.
All the way.
You got to protect your family, you know what I'm saying?
You said the war stories, you got to get one.
Yeah, he got some cold ones.
Which one?
It got the one. I think you should do two, because it got the one with you was in Japan, and you say you was, you and the dudes was about to fight the people, and then it got the one. What you was talking about, you forgot, you took your gas mask.
All right, I'm in Iraq, right? So, in Iraq,
shit.
It's pitch black. And one thing about Iraq, at nighttime, it's pitch black.
We ain't been to Iraq. We went to Kuwait.
All right. I've been to Kuwait, too.
Yeah.
All right. Dark as a bitch.
Pitch black at nighttime. All right.
Hell yeah.
So, we used to use little red lights. You couldn't use the white lights. So, I'm walking around with the red light. We had to do my little security thing. I'm walking around at nighttime. I'm tired as hell. I'm like, man, I don't feel like doing this. Man, I don't wanna go home, this and this. So bam, my little time over with, I go get the next dude. I take my little mask, Saddam was gonna gas us, so we got gas, man, 3 months. 3 months, bro, I ain't take my clothes off, I ain't take a bath, I ain't do nothing, cause we had mop gear on, everything, cause they think we gonna get gas. So I'm sitting there, I'm like, man, I'm about to take this damn mask, put it to the side. So I took the little thing off, and just put it, man, I swear to God, I just put it right here. And then I sat down. I said, I'm about to go to sleep. So boy, I lay down, man. So I hit a little dude, but after you get on the walk, or the patrol, you gotta work the radio. And my code name was Gold Tooth. So I hear him on the thing, Gold Tooth, Gold Tooth, we are lost. I repeat, we are lost. And I said, man, what the fuck? This is going around in the square. I said, look, follow the right light. I'ma flash the light one time. I'ma go white. I went to white light. I said, I'ma flash it one time. chicka chicka. I did two times like that, chicka chicka. All you hear is a rocket come through. Boom! Boy, everybody go gas, gas, gas. Oh shit! I can't find my gas mask. The gas mask right there now, but it only take you got like a split second to put the mask on. Man, I'm looking at my homeboy. I said, look, bro. Tell my mama. I said, look, bro. Love him. I can't find it, bro. It's gone. Then they were like, oh, clear, bro. Everything got the mask right here. That's right there, but I freaked out because I couldn't find it. But bro, that was the craziest stuff on my birthday. I got shot at on my birthday. I'm on the building. They got a dude named Roo. He'll never forget it. Roo on one end, I'm on the other end. Roo over there, and he used to call me Gold too. So Roo looking, I'm looking. I just hear pew pew. Roo on the ground. Roo shaking. I'm like, what the fuck did he get shot at? Was there somebody shooting? Because I'm 18, 19 years old. So I go over there by Roo. I say, you all right, Roo? I'm leaning over like this. I know over there. I look up like this. I said, I get the binos. I grab the binos. Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord. Ruth, hold on. Why you didn't tell me they were shooting, Ruth? Ruth, why you didn't tell me?
Tag
so
you,
like. I crawl to the little microphone. I'm like, hours four. This is gold, too. We got inaccurate snipers around 2 o'clock. And so, Toes and Scouts just go over there. Bro, 2 people shooting at us with an AK. Just shooting at us.
Man, you say call them niggas inaccurate snipers.
Yeah, niggas. All of you here. Oh, damn.
Inaccurate ones, yeah.
Oh, damn, cuz. Bro, I felt it. Jim, bro, my soul just went on my ass. I shit, and then I had to suck it back in, you know what I'm saying, and crawl to the... I ain't know, what the war scary, boy.
Hell yeah.
Don't let nobody tell you, man.
Oh, no, I wouldn't. We was over there. We see how it go, man.
Man, I pissed on myself in war. Man, dude flashed the red light, I was asleep. It just flashed the red light, and I jumped up because I thought we were hit from a bomb. Boy, I pissed myself in everything, boy. I thought I was dead.
Yeah.
Just from a nigga flashing the red light in my eye. I got scared, bro. I didn't sleep, bro. We slept outside dead bodies, all that, bro. I was a dog. My job in war, I was a gangster. No lie.
I believe
you. No, bro. Dog, I had the coldest job in war. Check what I did. I ain't know nobody. I'm fresh from Japan. I was in Japan. I get to the war. I'm like, damn, I don't know none of these dudes. We're going to put you on a security truck. So I'm like, fuck, security truck? I don't do no damn security. Man, next thing you know, I got a truck full of reserves. Oh, we got sandbags all over the trucks. We stand on sandbags to the window. We got a 50 cal on the top. I said, what the fuck going on here? Everybody else got regular-ass trucks and just driving. I said, yeah, you the security. So the way war is, okay, you got one convoy right here, one convoy right here, one convoy, and then you got the tanks. So this convoy supplied from home to them. Them supplied to them. Well, I was in the fucking convoy right by the tanks. So I'm like, damn, all right. What the hell they gonna have me doing? You know what I'm saying? I'm a security truck. I don't know. I'm thinking. So I secure the whole convoy. So while everybody's driving, I'm on side. They gotta turn right. They get on the go to. We're going right. I go up there, block me up. Boom! Running cars. Everybody get out with guns. Dibble slide. Don't move. Kev. Dibble slide. Kev. Dibble slide. Let's go. We'll crack the little glow sticks, and we'll do like this. Chunk the glow sticks in the air. And they never seen nothing like that before. Man, they go to fighting over the glow sticks. We get them back in the car. We take the car out. And that man, it was crazy, bro. I'm up and down. I go to my homeboy. Hey, man, what you doing, man? Shit, I'm hollering at you. Go to the next way. Girl, I'm looking on the side. Look, all you want. What's happening, girl? Oh, we can't look. Oh, you look at her. They were crazy.
Bro, this nigga.
Yeah, war was crazy. Dog, I got post-traumatic stress.
You changed your name to Sideshow.
Check this out. They said I went to war. They gave me post-traumatic stress. And I didn't believe them at first. I was like, man, I'm fine. What you talking about? Like, post-traumatic what? But they say I went to war and got a rush. And now I do stuff and search for that rush, and I can't never get that same rush.
Chasing the dragon.
Yeah. So like, okay, oh, I'm shooting guns, boom, I'm bored. All right, I want to do this, I'm bored. I keep going to say that's post-traumatic stress in a way, but I guess it's a good way, because I'm making money.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Shit.
You know
what
I'm saying? Hell yeah. Don't never calm down.
Oh. Yeah. Hell yeah.
Keep going.
This is
the most interesting nigga in the world,
man.
Oh, man.
All the way,
bro,
man.
I had y'all up there for about an hour.
This is the black market for real, man. Y'all make sure y'all support.
Nah,
black.
Fuck that. One more war story, man.
Where y'all about to fight?
One more.
And then you had to fight the dude.
I gotta go to war one. I got a better war one, dog. I got a better war one. Tell you.
One more.
We're the tanks. They got sandstorms in Iraq.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah.
All right. Big sand. I'm talking about sandstorm. You get out, you can put your hand right here, and you can't see your hand.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, you know what I'm telling you?
It go from regular day to like motherfucking abyss.
All right, so man, it had a sandstorm. We had to pull over. We in the convoy. We pull over.
Biggest shit.
Big sandstorm. Man, we lost two tanks in the sand. They went in some water, so lost them in the sandstorm. So we're like, all right, we're pulling over. So man, we pull over, sandstorm good. Man, in Iraq, a lot of people don't know, it got green. Like trees and all kind of stuff. They got that shit. So I had to take a shit. So I'm like, damn. I'm just being honest. I got the shit. I'm like, so I had a, I forgot the little Mexican dude, the Puerto Rican dude's name, but it was my homie. And I was like, I said, hey, man. Buen Dia, I think his name was. One of them, something like that. But I was like, come walk with me. Take a shit. Like, go in the trees over there, take a shit. So he was like, all right.
Well, you got to take a shit as a unit.
Yeah, you don't want to go by yourself, cuz. So check this out. So, and when I went to take the shit, it had like a little pathway. And it had some trees and it had some bushes and stuff. So brother dude saved my life. I was like, hey, bro, look, I'm gonna dig my little hole. Cause everywhere you go, you gotta dig a hole to take a shit. I'm gonna dig my little hole and I'm gonna shit right here. I got another story you want to hear too, bad ass. Take a shit, I'm taking a shit in the hole. Boom. No, I'm about to take a shit in the hole. He said, no, hey, let's go in the bushes. So if they come, they can't see us. I said, you know what, you're right. let me get in the bushes. So we in the bushes, we taking the shit, we talking just like me, I'm sitting on the sofa. Bro, shit you not, bro. It had like five people with AKs coming with like walking. I'm like, oh shit. I'm like, oh man, there's some more come walking through. We can see them up there.
Man, really shitting.
I'm like, oh, shit, boy. I look at him, I said, what you wanna do? I said, look, we got two guns and they got like 20. Let's hurry up and go back to the other, where our people at. So boy, I said, on three, you ready? I ain't think about nothing. I said, one, two, three. Pull the pants up, but my pants were falling down, his pants falling down. We took off running, threw the thing. Man, right when we got out the bushes, it got Marine. Enemy in sight, 200 meters. And he's like, no, bitch, they're right there. Then the next thing you know, My scariest time in war. This is the scariest ever I've been in war. We pulled up to this spot, right? It was pitch black. And it had field. So we were like, all right, we just gonna chill. But see, I was with that damn security truck. I used to get pissed off because we'll stop 20 times in a day. And everywhere we stop, you gotta dig a hole up the hill. I'm like, oh man, this is ridiculous. This is getting too much, man. So I used to tell the people, look, I'm the driver, bro. Look, man. Y'all don't want me to fall asleep. Y'all, I'm 130 pounds. Dig a little bit this much, and I'm going to slide in there in the hole. You know what I'm saying? Just dig me this much in there. I'm going to get in there. I promise you. I'm getting in there. So we went back in the truck playing spades. And they did it for me. They dig me a little bit. Went back in the playing spades. Pow, 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 pow. Man, let's just say down the street, about 3-4 blocks, something just blow up. Boom! Everybody looking like, what the hell is that? And so we call it in. What's going on? They're like, don't worry about that. That's EOD blowing up Iraqi missiles. EOD is like the explosives people.
Yeah.
They're like, don't worry about that. That's EOD blowing up Iraqi missiles. Bro, I shit you. Long ass. As soon as we hung up that mic, boom, 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 boom. Man, I jumped out the truck. I froze for a second. I was like, what the fuck? So I jumped out the truck. I jumped in the hole, bro. I was in the hole about this high. And I could just see shrapnel. The orange stuff just shoot. And I'm just praying, Lord, please, don't let it hit this hole. Please don't let it hit this hole. Please don't let it hit this hole. Dog, I didn't know. That's all I could do. I couldn't shoot back. I couldn't do nothing. All I could do is pray, please, Lord, don't let it hit this hole. Don't let it hit this hole. And they got this thing called a Patriot missile. So what the Patriot missile do, it find out, it's like this. And it find out where the you're getting shot at from, and it shoot back at them. So you just got to wait it out. And so, man, when I came up, bro, that dude, leg blown off, shit blown up. And so, all you can do is sit in that hole and pray that it don't hit that hole. And you can't do nothing. You can't do nothing.
I know what I would have did. Shit.
Yeah, you gonna shit. You gonna shit a couple shit. Times. You already funky out there. You ain't taking no bounds. No, I'm talking about, like the, I went home, right, I went here and some real shit. I had a friend. I was in Japan. So everybody went home in like October. And so they said, they put us in a group. And they were like, hey, who got this? Who got one kid? Who got this? And they just started pulling people back. And so it ended up with like 8 people. And it's my friend Sam Watts to this day. He was the only black dude in the group. And he was like, man, you should see that nigga face, boy. He was like, oh my God. Cause all them people got to stay. We all were going home. So I'm looking like, man, shit, that's my dog. You know what I'm saying? That's my homie. So I just suck it up and just run out there and just grab the first white dude. I say, hey, look, come on, you can go home. And I stayed there with the dude the rest of the way. If for like another 4 or 5 months. Still in war.
Man, you a hell of a nigga.
That's real shit, man. A lot of men that do it to this day still feel
that's
me,
why
bro.
You hit the goddamn lottery, yeah. Nigga. You done told them stories. You deserve that
$100,000. I ain't want to do it now, yeah, boy. I know,
but still.
I met him.
Goddamn shit all on yourself and been in a hole, yeah. And goddamn, oh, nigga, you deserve that ticket, yeah, in a couple more.
We're doing this shit every day.
Every day, my nigga. Hey, make sure y'all, hey.
Play Rambo, man.
And don't forget this. Look, see, y'all sleeping on this. A lot of people don't clean their guns, bro. They jam up. It's not that hard. I got instructions on the bottle. I make it that easy for you. Look, directions, instructions.
Oh, I'm about to get you to show me.
Yeah, make sure you check this out, because you need to clean your guns, man. I see a lot of people asking me for help. It ain't that hard, bro. It ain't hard at all. How you break your gun down, how you clean your gun. I got the instructions on there. Check it out. The link is in my bio on Instagram. It ain't that hard. I'm telling you. And then I got the glass cleaner coming out. I got all kind of other stuff coming out. But me and this company linked up, but they got some badass stuff. They work for big cranes, and they do all kind of stuff. But when I link up with somebody, they act like it be some bullshit.
Oh, no, that's
fuck you, man. 85% of going to fuck with you, man. Welcome to the trap. Black Market. Black Rumble. Black Rumble. I'm in this bitch, man. Damn. Where my photographer at?
Yeah, I want a picture, Tyrone. Give me a picture, too. One of y'all give me a picture.
Oh, we got you. We're going to get you a gang of pictures, man.
Yeah, hell yeah. Here, Alan, take this.
Oh, shit.
Take it sideways, long ways. Ooh. No, the other way.
Ooh, shit.
We met. No.
Bitch.
Ouchie.
Ain't no smiling on this shit.
Straight gangster.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th. At 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
During the summer, when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with your friends or alone on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected, so you can enjoy all the summertime vibes. Whether you're sharing a pic from a rooftop, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show episode after episode. So stay connected to your favorite people and your favorite things with AT&T 5G and home internet. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.